Hi listeners, welcome to Reggae in Box Radio Show. My interviewee tonight, he is a representative of African reggae. I am talking about Papa Zodiac. Greetings, my friend. First of all, I'd like to thank you to participate this interview with us. My name is Zé Orlando. I am broadcasting to several web radios in Brazil, in the Reggae Unity web station in the French Réunion Islands, and Radio Conexione in the Italy, too. Welcome to Reggae in Box Radio Show. Please, tell us Brazilian people who is Papa Zodiac and also a little more about your musical career.
Yeah, greetings, yeah, Zé Orlando. Thank you very much for the invitation. And I'm going to thank God Almighty first for life and love and that He gave us this opportunity to reach this point for us to meet and talk about the music, the reggae music in the Reggae in Box. Okay, if I may tell you who I am, my name is Papa Zodiac. I come from Zimbabwe. For all my Brazilian fans and for all other reggae fans all over the world, here I am, Papa Zodiac. It's great to be here. I don't know, I'm a bit thrilled over how I can talk to, because this message is actually going all over for the reggae people, you know. So I'm feeling a bit, not shy, but I'm feeling a bit, you know, like thrilled how I can express myself. Yeah. Well, I'm a singer and I'm a composer of African reggae. Yeah, they say African reggae because we are using a lot of African elements, a lot of African guitar works and bass line. You know, as you're listening to African reggae, it's something different. Yeah, so this is why we are not like discriminating on other reggae style, but it is a reggae which is different still compared to other reggae music. Yeah, got roots reggae, but we have our African reggae. Yeah, see.
How was your first contact with the reggae music?
Actually, my first contact with reggae music, it's some years ago as I left my village, going into the city, into the capital, going for schooling over there. Because actually, I was never a reggae, nothing to do with reggae. I used to listen to tradition in African music and soul. But as soon as I was listening to some reggae artists from Jamaica, you know, like I was listening to Peter Tosh and Bob Marley and Bunny Wailer. I'm listening to Third World. I'm listening to Steel Pulse, you know, and this the few first band that I used to listen to, and some Burning Spear, so, and some other artists which I didn't know by name. And then from that time, this is when I got involved into more reggae music, but still fused with our African style. This is why it remained to be African reggae until today, you know. So I'm actually also writing and playing various instruments. I play guitar, I play bass, I play some bongos, some percussion thing, you know, some little keyboards. But I'm doing lead vocal, that's my main place, and rhythm guitar.
In your opinion, what the reggae music represents around the world?
In my own opinion, reggae represents peace. Reggae music represents love. Reggae music presents unity. Reggae music represents all colors of all nations to be one, one people, one enemy, one destiny. So it's an anti-stress music as well. So reggae music, it presents a lot of things. But these are the main things that I've said before, and I'm sure everybody would agree.
What difficulties did you face in your musical career? Did you hesitate? Follow it.
Well, if you ask me about if I had some difficulties in my career, well, the only difficulties what a musician or singer or singers can approach is, having the right band or the right musicians to present the work, you know, or when you want to have shows, or you don't have satisfaction in the organization, yeah, or perhaps not dealing well, not being well during the whole project of the band or of the organization. Well, for me, I did not hesitate actually, because I never looked back since I started, forward ever, backward never. So until this day on, I have not a few places you can have some people who don't like to deal things correct, but God work it out and God help us because He's our protector. So everything, I'm glad up to this day things are still going on as smooth as they can, and we give Jah praise.
How do you see the current political moment in the world?
Yeah, you're asking me about if I had some disappointment or something in my career about the music, or if I hesitate about it. Well, since I joined with the reggae, I never turned back again. Until this day, I'm still mashing up reggae vibes, because reggae vibes is real vibes, you know. These are good vibes every time. So I love reggae music. Like you're asking me, it presents real peace and love every time. Yeah?
In your opinion, what changed from the reggae of the 70s to the present day?
Well, since the 70s, reggae music has changed because today you are listening to some conscious reggae, and you're also listening to new roots reggae, electronic reggae, and in the 70s you're still listening to the original roots reggae style. Yeah, and that's the difference, because today you're listening to reggae music in an electrical style and in an electronic style. Yeah, like I'm here, like I've been in the city, like in Marina, even in Jamaica, you're listening to digital style, and before we just listened to more instruments. The reggae music is played more from the instruments. This time people are not using a lot of electronic, they are using real guitar instrument, bass lines, and you know, and drums and percussions and vocal. But today everything has changed a lot. Yeah, people can make reggae music in the house with the computer. People are doing this and that, you know, and producing still reggae. So reggae never stop. Reggae in electronical, roots reggae, conscious reggae, rock steady, ska. Today, well, it has changed. There's a big change in the reggae music.
Do you know any Brazilian reggae band or singer?
There's some couple of bands that I know. Yeah. So it's just that I'm not connected to them. But there are a couple of bands that I know, and which I have not really connected to, but I have some bands, some friends there in Salvador, in Bahia. Yeah, I know some band like Adao Negro that I performed once with them. I also know Duda, who have invited me for presentation on one island. Yeah, these are the singers that I know in Brazil that I have performed something with them.
Mr. Papa Zodiac, could you please tell us, Brazilian people, about your musical project, Reggae Night Splash 2.
Okay, let me tell you about the Reggae Night Splash 2. You see, this one here is a story which have started since when I was still in Germany. Right now, I'm out of Germany, I'm on a tour, but right now, I'm still looking forward for the next Reggae Night Splash 2, because we have started it over there, and the other one was in El Salvador, in Perolinho, and we want to make another one in a place where God will give us a chance, in a good place where we have a chance to present this festival. It's not just a small festival, it's a big event, up to 4 different stages and also small mini ones, yeah, so that every artist or singer can present his or her work with good timing. Although the time is limited, but everybody has a chance to present what they have to do in their project or whatever they're showing on that festival, okay? You know, so every singer can have a chance to sing his music. And also other things, not just reggae music, there are also things like who are people who are bakery, people who sew clothes, even doctors and lawyers, all kind of work, all kind of projects are there involved. It's an opportunity for anybody who like to present their work to show what they have, yeah, what they have, what they, their talent, you know. So everybody has a chance to show who they are with their talents and their work. It doesn't matter which work, yeah, but we don't deal with the negatives. But anyway, you know what I mean. We are just dealing with all kind of projects, yeah, all kind of projects, yeah, and you're all welcomed for this project. It doesn't matter where you're from China, from Jamaica. We are going to check or invite as much as we can, you know. It depends also on the finance, so that nobody is going with the empty pocket, you know. Finance is not so easy, but we are trying to organize this. As soon as it is confirmed, we are going to post it in the internet, like in the Facebook or in the YouTube, in Google, so everybody has information enough. See, I am not only just a singer, like I was saying. I'm also writing and I'm also composing. All the songs that I'm singing my own songs, and I'm also writing them. But I'm also singing other music from other bands, like from Bob and Isaac's, oh, Israel Vibration, or all kind of other songs which I like to sing. But normally I am a singer and I'm playing instruments, some instruments. But when I'm playing live music, I am playing rhythm guitar and lead vocal. See?
Are you only singer, or do you usually participate of musical arrangements by playing any musical instruments?
I also do arrangements for the music. Yeah, I love to do arrangements. Of course, one has to, but I also do arrangement for music, and I also write music for others. Like I've been here in Brazil, I've been writing songs for some DJs, organizations, their projects, and I'm also like selling music as well. So it's like it's a part of my work as well that I do some arrangement. It does belong together for a singer, for an artist.
What's the message would you leave for your fans around the world?
Well, my message for my fans all over the world, yeah, is to be faithful, stay in peace, to love one another, and just to ignore all the negatives, because life today, as we see, there are a lot of things happening. It doesn't matter. We see political violence and other crimes. But today, when we see the worst, we have to try to make it good. When you see something bad, we have to pass on something better. We try to help those who don't have, but also we also speak to help those, because it's not just money which will help somebody. Sometimes we need just a good word, just a good word, or just a little advice, yeah, so that someone who was really in depression will get well again. You see, like people, they listen to reggae music. After listening to reggae music, they feel like, wow, it made the day. It has made the day. And that's what that is what it should go about for our lives as well. To help somebody is not to just to give something. You see, we have to also to be careful, because these days a lot of temptation. We have to be careful with whom your friends are. We have to be sure with whom you move about. We have to be sure with who is your brother or who is your sister. We are all brothers and sisters, but let us like we give prayer every time that we should live in harmony, unity, yeah, in Jah unity. Jah give us a bless, he give us love, he give us life to live, so we should live on together. We should take care of each other, not to ignore because he's coming from this country or he's coming from another country or because he's white and he's not black. In a real God way, God has no colors, because we breathe the same air. I have a song which I've written before. Yeah? Jah, he gave man water to drink. And so the animals, they drink the same water. The air to breathe, nobody pays for this. So we should not discriminate who is who or who is what, because what we actually eat is the same. We are drinking the same water. We are breathing the same air. There's no difference. If the air was white, what would the black people breathe? If the air was black, what would the white, the so-called white, would breathe? If somebody pink, if there's no pink air, even the money today, money is changing all over the world. The money you touch here is the money you touch tomorrow in another place. Wherever you are, we are all foreigners. We are all foreigners. I'm coming from Zimbabwe, I go to another country, I'm a foreigner. Wherever you will go, other country, we are foreigners. So we should have to take away this kind of languages or dislikes of other people. To be simple, let me say, love and peace. Love and peace, but the real one. Because Jah is one, it's not two. Jah is one. Jah is one, like reggae music. We are calling it roots reggae, African music, African reggae, but still reggae music. Okay? So let's keep in one.
Big up, Papa Zodiac. One more time, I am grateful that you're here in our Reggae Box radio show. On the other hand, I wish you peace, love, and blessings. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Zé Orlando. It has been great. It has been great to be here. And I hope that all my fans and all those who are listening to Papa Zodiac talking, they could understand my message. Yeah? And my English, my African English. Now we are going again back there. African reggae. We are going back to the African English. Well, it's been so a great pleasure. Yeah, talking to all my public, which I cannot see right now, but who are listening to me. Yeah, and I will thank you very much for your support. Yeah, and soon you'll be hearing the latest from Papa Zodiac. It's been a time that I've been quiet, but not quiet enough. But I've been preparing some surprises for you to listen with the new sound of Papa Zodiac. So be prepared, okay? Soon come. Greetings, Jah love and peace. Yama, blessed love. And again, thank you very much, Mr. Zé Orlando and the Reggae Inbox. A lot of success. Till the next time, yeah? Big up every time. Rastafari.